Okay, all right, we're flying through the night, and we are on the Bonoboville Streamliner. And tonight, at the bar, a little dizzy and a little stoned, we're going to talk about some very, very, very important issues. We're going to talk about censorship. You know censorship, right? You've been in Facebook jail, you've been in YouTube prison. You're getting, they're preparing you for prison. So when they come to get you, you'll know, oh, I know about this. They're taking me to Facebook jail. And we're going to talk about dumb bots. Okay, so what are dumb bots? Dumb bots are bots that can only hear words, but they don't know what the words is attached to. And that's one of the ways that you get put in jail, because that dumb bot, okay, didn't really hear everything. And we're going to talk about libel. Are you liable? Nowadays, everybody is liable for something. Did you know that? We're all liable for something. And we're going to talk about defamation. Defamation across the nation. There's defamation. And, of course, we're also going to talk about sex, S-E-X, with my friend, my wife, my buddy, my everything, Dr. Susie. Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi, Captain Max. Here we are on FDR.
So tonight, I just want to say this is a special program directed to all those people up at YouTube.
YouTuber. You are liable.
Liable.
Mm. Are you liable?
Are you?
I think so.
Well, let's see. We've talked to a couple of our attorneys today. And one of them listened very carefully to every word. And what happened? There is no threats there.
Well, we should explain what's going on.
Go right
because
ahead.
It is a mixture of censorship and libel that YouTube is perpetrating upon us. And, you know, if they're doing it to us, I'm sure they're doing it to millions and gazillions of people like us. And of course, we are unique, but there are people like us who post things and who are being censored for very spurious reasons and then libeled. Are you liable for libel, YouTube?
Libeled and defamed.
And we're not even talking about sex.
No.
I mean, I've certainly been put into Facebook jail and, you know, censored on various platforms for a errant nipple or perhaps a lip.
A nipple.
The lower one, you know, comes out sometimes. Hey,
you mean
a little too much of a butt. You know?
You can't see nipples?
No, you can't see nipples.
Really?
Female nipples. It's amazing how these bots, you call them stupid. I'm amazed that they know the difference between a male and a female nipple sometimes. I play with that a little bit. But anyway, I get it that, you know, you're going to censor me for sex, whether you're YouTube or Facebook or IG, or on Twitter, it's more of a shadow banning. Mm. Yes, I kind of get that because I am a sexologist. And by the way, shout out to the Glennies for awarding me Best Sexologist. Sexologist of the Year, actually. And Coach Glenn Klein, Sex in the Pews. We love you. So I am a sexologist, a sex therapist, a sex maniac. You know, I get it. A nipple might come out. We have people with tiny tops on sometimes on our videos, or no top, and we missed covering that part. You know, we cover things for YouTube and Facebook so that your delicate eyes are not harmed. I don't think it's harm at all. I think it's all silliness. I totally disagree with it, but I get it, okay? And yet, I was not censored for sex this time. We were not. We were censored for a radio show, actually this show, FDR, which does stand for Fuck the Rich. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do say fuck, so I guess there is some sex involved, but I don't know that we mean it in a total sexual way, and the way that we're saying it, sometimes we do, but yeah, it's kind of got multi meanings, and it is just speech, right? It's nobody actually doing the fucking.
Nobody's doing the fucking.
And even so, we're not being censored for that. It was a show called FDR After the Insurrection, and it was censored for the violation of YouTube's policies on harassment and bullying. Harassment and bullying? Oh, my God.
I want to say who's bullying who around here.
Well, there's absolutely no harassment or bullying. I mean, there isn't. It's not that I disagree with the policy, although I probably do. It's that there wasn't any. There was, you know, talk about the riots at the Capitol. There was references to politicians that encouraged the riots. There was humor, making fun of the people engaged in the riots, as well as horror expressed over what they were doing. Critiques of Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, of course, the Trumpist himself and the whole Trump crime family, as well as this woman, Susan Allen Block, who is also a public figure because she owns the Toledo Blade and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and she has my name. I wanted to establish that she is not me. We criticize a lot of people, but we don't harass anybody. We certainly don't bully anybody. I'm not even sure what this is about. Is this a bot that heard us quoting?
That's correct.
The maggots saying, hang Mike Pence? I'm saying it now. Does that mean I'm going to be censored? I don't want to hang Mike Pence at all. I don't like him. I don't like his philosophy.
Yeah.
Kind of like the fly on his head. But I don't like him. I don't want to hang him. I said that immediately after we imitated the people. But hey, maybe that was it. Maybe the fact we called it insurrection. Maybe, I don't know. We don't know. They don't say what it was, but all we know is whatever they're going to say it was, if they ever would say, they being you, YouTube, talking about you are liable. Because we didn't do any harassing. We didn't do any bullying. And the reason we call this libel is because you putting that notice up for everyone who goes to our video, which isn't even video, it's a radio show. Everyone that goes there sees this announcement that YouTube has decreed that we have violated YouTube's policy on harassment and bullying. And you know, that doesn't look very good, especially when you are, as I am, a sexologist, a proponent of the bonobo way, of peace through pleasure, very anti-bullying, you know, and I'm not just saying that like our former first lady. No, I spent 30 years against bullying and harassment, speaking up for consensual sexual activity, for peace and love and harmony, and the opposite of harassment and bullying. Okay. So not only am I not doing this, but you are libeling me by saying that I'm doing it. And I get it that you're not responsible for my First Amendment rights.
Dr. Susie.
Yes.
There's also a case that actually was in the last couple of days. You know, Parler.
Yes. Yeah. I always say Parler because parlay. It's French, okay. But maybe they pronounce it Parler. Okay.
So they appealed in federal court their ban from Amazon Cloud.
Good.
The judge, the federal judge, did not throw this out. He said, or she said, I forget what it was or what it is, that there were things she wanted to look at, or he wanted to look at. So that's the first time I've actually ever heard, you know, I'm not a lawyer, of course, so a lot of things I haven't heard, but but she didn't right. dismiss the case.
Well, you know,
or he didn't dismiss
a lot of my fellow progressives, I don't even like that term because progress pollutes. But anyway, yeah, I guess I'm a progressive in my politics, leftist, you know, liberal. Not neoliberal, by the way. But a lot of them cheered Trump being censored. And I just thought it was so chicken of Twitter to censor him at the end of his presidency. Why not censor him in the middle of it, you know, in the beginning or before he even became president? But no, you want to make the money. I get it. So you're censoring him now that he's lost. He's a loser. So I don't cheer that. I don't think that's good. And as a matter of fact, just as I feared, just shortly after Trump and all these other right-wingers are censored, I'm being censored for a radio show about the Trump riots, the rape of the Capitol. And I am being censored for bullying. I'm just laughing to think of me, little me, as a bully. Not that size has anything to do with it. I mean, if I had a gun, and I don't carry guns, though, I am not an ammosexual. I criticize ammosexuals. Maybe I carry a dildo and you're afraid of that, but you still shouldn't censor me for that. And yeah, I'm trying to find the ruling thing that says that, yeah, they're not responsible for our First Amendment rights. Oh yeah, YouTube and its parent company Google are not bound by the First Amendment and they're free to censor. So even if you make a mistake, as you did with us, very obviously, you're still free to censor, and I get that, but you're not free to call me a bully.
Or call me name, because that's libel, and you're harassing us.
Yeah.
Got that?
That's not nice.
Not nice.
And it's, you know, people that are looking for that show, because, of course, at first, the show was okay. We put up the show on YouTube. It's called After the Insurrection.
It's on all kinds of platforms.
It's on Facebook. It was not censored on Facebook. And it's on all kinds of other platforms, many others, Spotify and Podbean and all those things. SoundCloud. Is it on SoundCloud?
Yeah, no. It's also on Anna Beans.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Pinto Beans.
Yeah, that's the cooking show, yeah. Anna Beans.
Love those black beans. Garbanzo bean. YouTube. So, hey, you libel? I think so.
I also think it's because YouTube has like a caption feature where they transcribe your video. So they create subtitles from your audio. And so
I'd like to get that.
And so
especially for this one.
They basically
for my court case.
Yeah, they basically get that information.
Oh, cool.
Make decisions upon it, I guess.
You know,
they took it with seeing maybe some quote, like when we were quoting the rioters who were yelling, hang Mike Pence.
Right.
We were not saying that. We were quoting. Now, why don't they censor the videos that are actually of these rioters saying those things that are all over YouTube or of the other people that say these things? Why censor us? Because we're not big donors like CNN?
Because all these rioters have a bigger audience. Everybody wants to see rioters. Everybody wants to see insurgents, you know.
Well, they want to see me too.
Well, yeah, but it's a little smaller.
Oh,
smaller audience.
Anyway, it's not kosher.
No.
It's wrong, YouTube, and you know it.
And you know what? Also, these social media things, they talk about their community. Okay, well, it's okay, their community. But within that community, like all communities, there are other communities. And so what they're doing is they're interfering in my community. Okay?
Yeah, I don't like the censorship. I don't think Twitter should have censored Trump. I can't stand Trump. You all know that. But I don't like seeing these voices censored for various reasons, number one of which is that it's a slippery slope and all this shit rolls down into my lap. Blech. Yuck. So, and it did really quickly.
Yes.
Really quickly. Yes, right, yes, after, yes. I said, you know, not cheering. I had so many people tag me on these things. Trump is gone from Twitter. I'm not going to celebrate that. No, no. Because I see it as then bouncing off onto other types of revolutionaries. You know, these guys are not my type of revolutionary, obviously. They're the opposite. They're fascist.
Yeah, the
but I'm a socialist revolutionary. I would like to see Medicare for all. I would like to see, you know, a lot of progress in terms of raising the taxes on the rich, right? Fuck the rich.
Taking care of the environment, taking care of the bridges and the highways and all of these things.
Slashing the military budget.
And slashing the military
budget.
So these
are radical things. So I am a radical, but not that kind of radical, okay? And I never would advocate any kind of violence. I'm a bonobo. Make love, not war.
I also think, Dr. Susie, that they're way behind the times. I mean, in New York City, women can go around topless.
Well, then there's that. Yeah. There is the sexual censorship, which I certainly don't agree with.
Huge.
But we're kind of ready for that. We're not ready for this. Suddenly, we're being accused of bullying. Please. Oh, man.
Well, who owns Facebook? I always forget it.
Are you talking about Facebook or Google?
Google
owns YouTube.
YouTube.
Right.
That's the Alphabet company, they're now called. Yeah, that's the holding company.
Well, I told them the other day. I have other issues with Google. I said, you do harm. So, come on, don't be playing. Do no harm is their motto.
They placed ads for us that we didn't place.
That's another way in which I'm kind of wrestling with Google.
So $700 out the window for ads.
They were sneaky.
For money you didn't authorize, which is what...
Correct.
That's what blows my mind about it.
I don't want to talk too much about it because we keep going back and forth about this, and I hope they give me a positive answer.
Well, send them a link
please,
to this.
Please, Google, please.
Send them a link to this.
Google, if you don't. I'm not threatening. This is not a threat. It's just, you know, the natural progression of things.
It's not a threat. You're
to
just,
lawyers.
You're not a threat. You're just thieves.
Anyway, it's got nothing to do with violence. I'm not bullying
$70 you. $70 here, $700 here, $1,200 here. Ugh, come on, guys.
So,
and how many people are you doing this to?
Oh, I'm sure a lot. Doing all of that, we have all these issues with all these platforms. They should all be broken up. They're monopolies. That's the reason they play these games with us, is because they know we have no place else to go.
Well, like everything else, at a certain point, people get tired.
Yeah,
and then they're gonna say, "Break these guys up," because they're just...
Break them up.
Break them up.
Break them up.
They're just...
Fuck to rich.
That's it.
And they're pretty rich. I mean, talk about rich. You guys have got to break up before you get smashed. And I don't mean anything violent.
Violent.
No. I'm just talking about your money. Where are we at now?
Yeah, well, we're in the bar and everybody's clapping, so that's very nice. Where's the train, by
the
way?
It's the speakeasy.
I haven't heard the train.
Right, I haven't heard the train either.
Low down below us, but constant.
I think that's what I was missing.
Yeah. All right.
We're here in the Speakeasy Bar Car, where we speak easy about stuff that's not so, easy to speak about.
Anywhere, except here.
Except here. And we do speak publicly here on FDR, but if you want to speak privately, you can call our Therapists Without Borders at the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Jux just said that I think his friend or he is getting screwed by Apple.
Apple? Okay, well, there's another one that needs to be broken up. Talk to the BBB about getting screwed around by Apple. Talk to the BBB. They suggested I just...
Bureau.
Oh, Better Business. I just deal with it because I'll never get anywhere. Wow.
Yeah, Apple is very bad about the right to repair. They're like always lobbying to try to fight that because they don't want people to fix iPhones.
Yeah, I.
So they I'm trying to empathize,
but being an Android person myself, I'm just kind of going, "Well, you guys,
we're Team Android." Actually.
All right,
Team Android.
I don't know what to say about that.
Android.
Apple people, but you know, that's the thing: is there is an alternative to Apple. I hate to say this, you Apple people feel like you live in a world all by yourself, but there's not really alternatives to Google when people say, I'm going to Google it as easily as they say, I'm going to search for it. In fact, more easily. They don't say, I'll search. They say, I'll Google. It's a verb.
Right. It's a
verb that people use. And that's because you guys are an unfair monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And Facebook has its own unfair monopoly thing going on. But, you know, they didn't censor us for this show, so I'm feeling magnanimous towards them.
And you were saying, Abe, about fixing stuff and the parts. And I have a little Apple story. When I was a young man and I used to publish this magazine many, many years ago, I used to sell what were called blue boxes or black boxes. And those blue boxes and black boxes were made by guess who?
Who was it?
Mr. Job. Yeah, he made those.
And Steve Jobs.
I forget his first name. He's been dead for a while, and history is covering him up already.
Stefan.
But here's the thing. So I got busted. What did I get busted for? I got busted for corporate, corporate something. And Pacific Telephone came after me because they said that I caused $12 million worth of free calls, okay? So I called Steve and I said, Steve, guess what? I got busted. Can you help out? Nope, nothing ever happened. So we fought the case with Barry and...
Barry Fisher
and...
Stanley Fleischman.
And they threw it out.
All right.
Woohoo.
So speaking of anti-sex legislation, were we speaking about that? No, we weren't.
We can talk about that.
But I mean, we're talking about censorship of sex. And of course, the censorship of sex and bullying, it's very vague on all of these platforms. I'm more familiar with the sexual censorship, which is basically they just say if it's suggestive now. It used to be, yes, a nipple or... you know, the crack of the ass or the V of the crotch without a covering. Or, of course, the penis. The penis was, without a doubt, have to be censored unless we're talking about the Washington Monument, in which case we get all teary-eyed and salute it. But, you know, it used to be pretty certain body parts. Now it is suggestive. So everyone is confused. And actually, a lot of these platforms are shutting down sex workers just because they're sex workers, not because they're showing the telltale taboo body parts, just because they earn their living helping people handle their sexuality in some way, whether they're prostitutes on the street or sex therapists in a fancy office. You know, either way, or anything in between, that is being censored on all these platforms because of this fear that is going on throughout this country. And it's perpetrated by the right and the left. The religious right, of course, has always perpetrated that. But there's an anti-sex left that also supports this kind of legislation, like SESTA, which is supposed to be against sex trafficking. Nobody's for sex trafficking, okay? But it also harms consenting adult sex workers and just everybody for speech. SESTA, FOSTA, and now there's this new law that they're trying to push through, CISEA. And again, it's bipartisan, which is so annoying. And I talk about this on a new interview that is now out and about on Media Roots Radio with Robbie Martin. And as those of you who know me know, I interviewed Abby Martin in 2014, who's Robbie's sister. And it was a fabulous show. You can look it up. It is on YouTube. They haven't censored that one. And also on our site.
They can also see the show that YouTube took down on our site.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and on Facebook.
And on Facebook, yes.
Yeah, on our site, it's at drsusanblock.com/FDR-insurrection. Wow. Yeah, it's just amazing that they censored that show. I'm just thinking about that show was just so much like, I don't know, everybody else's show. It was just about the riots and how crazy they were, really. That was what it was about. But
you know, I don't want to put them out of business, so I'm going to write them a nice letter first.
Yeah, we're going to write them.
Okay, we're going to write them a nice letter. And say,
cease and desist kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of thing. And also my wallet. You got to put something in the wallet. You know what I'm
talking about? Are you, a sex worker? Put your money on the dresser, YouTube.
Yeah, put some money on the dresser. And
how big is your wallet?
Mm. How big is your wallet, right?
And I'll do whatever you want, within reason, of course. Nothing violent. I just don't do that. And no, I won't bully you, even if you beg for it. Mm. So, yeah. Tune in to that show. It's a very good show, and it's partly about these anti-sex laws that are on the books, signed in by Trump, this SESTA FOSTA, of course, which is very ironic since he loves the sex workers. Also put forth by our new vice president, Kamala Harris. We like her for a lot of reasons, but we don't like her support for harming sex workers and shutting down sex-positive publications like Backpage, which she did when she was California Attorney General. And we do talk about that a bit on the Media Roots show. Robbie Martin is a great interviewer. We also talk about cuckolding. Y'all like cuckolding, right? I can assume that because like so many people like it or at least are intrigued by it. And we talk about it in terms of politics and the famous cucks like Manafort and Roger Stone and how cuckoldy were they and did they do it consensually and how come they used the word cuck as a weapon when they were cuckolding themselves. It's a curious thing.
They wanted to harass.
They're using it as an insult and as a weapon. Right?
Yes, as an insult, as a weapon, and yet they're doing it themselves, you know. And I think that's true for the right wing quite a bit.
That's true for the religious people, for all of them that are just, you know, let me just say this. You know, I'm an old guy, and I've been around the block, certainly around Susan's
block. Yeah, mine block.
A few times. This is all about religion. It's these religious people who are totally against.
Yeah, I'll say yeah, mostly about religion. Okay, but it's also the left who might not be religious at all.
Correct.
There have been anti-sex feminists ever since there's been feminism, and I am a feminist. I'm a staunch, I like that word, staunch feminist, but I am a pro-sex feminist. And so, you know, there's been the Carrie Nations and Catherine McKinnon, not the one that's a comedian now, but she was a philosopher, and she's very anti-sex. She thinks any form of heterosexual sex is rape. And there's a lot of that. And then there's these guys, I guess, you know, who are in Congress who are pushing forth these bills. I guess they're, I don't know, feeling guilty about their own really sordid sexual fantasies. And so they're trying to entrap sex workers.
I don't know if you...
And harm sex workers.
I don't know if you even remember this, but... the Archbishop of Los Angeles, back when we were on cable television, just said that you were like Satan. You were the most horrible woman to ever walk the face of the earth.
I love Satan. No, seriously, the prototype for Satan is Pan, who has horns, which is why I do have a soft spot for the QAnon shaman, even though I mean, not really. I just like the horns, what can I say? And Lupercalia is coming, and I love to wear horns. And it's based on Pan, the god of the wild of ancient Greece. And he's the people's god. He's the god of socialism, you know, the people. And that's why the Christian church and, you know, the rich turned Pan into Satan so that the people wouldn't have their god. And it's sad. And so I kind of do. But you were talking about something else.
I was talking about the Archbishop.
The Archbishop.
Of Los Angeles.
Of Los Angeles.
Yes. Who finally got taken down, I forget for what. He was either thieving or doing something, or diddling or some other thing.
And there was a priest back in France that accused me of being blasphemous because I said that bonobos have souls.
Oh, right, right.
Wow. I think all creatures have souls. If humans do, we all do. We all are...
Well, certainly on our shoes.
Alive. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And feet, actually.
Feet. On feet. Your feet. You have
feet.
Things. You have souls feet. On your feet.
Suck those toes. Yeah,
ooh,
baby. Ooh,
that sounds
I
like
love
sex
it.
To me. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sexy. You are listening to FDR Insights and Eargasms.
Mm-hmm. Do bots know what eargasms are?
I hope so. Hey, bot. Hey, bot, baby.
Hey, baby.
Come on here, baby.
Here's a word
Let
for
me,
you.
I gotta talk to you. It's a weapon of mass seduction. You know what that is? Mm. It feels good.
Oh, yeah, stupid
but
bots.
It revolutionizes you.
Okay.
They're going to know what it is now.
Can I have that joint?
Okay, so I do want to get in a word about the news of the week.
Excuse me. That's good. Okay, everything's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
The news of the week is America is sicker than ever. Whoa. All right, so the good news of the week. We have a new president. Woohoo!
Whoa.
We have defeated the fascists. Woohoo! We have defeated the Proud Boy amosexual, incel, insurrectionist, greedy, ignorant, Nazi, neo, KKK. Woo! Yeah, baby. Hey. Hallelujah. Praise be to the power and glory of democracy.
And kilts.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
By the way, I've been saying that since 1997. I remember exactly when I started saying it. The late, great Roy Karch was at the first show, and he had this way of saying, A women. It really rang. Right. Maybe it was like the Tammy Faye Baker years or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, now there's somebody who did a prayer in Congress, used, I'm not sure if he said A women
he
or
said,
A woman. People have been saying both. It's A women, okay?
Get
because
it right.
You don't say A man, you say Amen. So, of course, you say A women. Okay.
Women.
Got that straight. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. Class, very good. None of you will get spanked for now. All right. So, anyway, we okay. did that. We did that. So let's pat ourselves on the back, give ourselves a kiss because we can't kiss strangers. It's really too bad. I wish I would be having an orgy to celebrate, really. I had an orgy for Obama, remember?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I love to celebrate these political things with orgies. Can't do it now because we're in this pandemic. And yet, yeah, I think we really need to feel good, and we should do it in a sexual way. We should have some sort of sex to honor this moment that we are hopefully going to transcend the post-Trump sex disorder. Hopefully, we're going to get past those Trump-engendered disorders and go into other disorders. Well, at least not struggle with our loved ones being deported, you know, and with our form of love being denigrated, as so much of that happened in the Trump administration, as well as, you know, people arguing about politics in bed, which might still go on. But maybe you can turn it into a bonobo thing and, you know, make up through sex, especially now that we've got our president.
All you
not that Biden's really my president, but he's more mine than Trump, I guess. I guess, sort of. I mean, you know, he has one great characteristic, Joseph Biden.
Joe. By the way, he called me during his whole campaign.
I heard him calling you, asking for money.
Asking for money. Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's like homeless person.
Yeah.
I need some money to get into the house.
Yeah. He's got this one quality that I really like. He is not Trump.
Woo! Best quality.
The biggest, most sociopathic, narcissistic, incompetent baby
the world has ever known.
I'm not threatening. I'm not bullying. I'm just, you know. What am I doing?
What is?
I'm just talking like everybody else. One of the worst up there in the presidential loser circle with James Buchanan, okay, who started the Civil War really because of his incompetence. Andrew Johnson, who basically almost undid what Lincoln did. Dick Nixon, yep, the one that's carved into Roger Stone's back, Tricky Dick. I don't wish prison on anybody, but I kind of wanted some inmate to be looking at Tricky Dick while he was teaching Roger Stone a lesson. And I'm not, it's just a fantasy of mine, just a little sexual, gay, somewhat gay, you know. And I know that Roger Stone, he's talked about being a swinger of sorts, so I don't know that he would hate it. Anyway, it didn't happen. He didn't even go into prison thanks to being pardoned. And anyway, but Dick Nixon was certainly bad. Bad enough that he resigned. And then, of course, there's, I think, the worst. Maybe worse than Trump. W.
W.
W. W. Yeah,
lots of war, lots of bombs,
invasion. You know, the rape of the Capitol was bad, and that was Trump's fault. But the rape of Iraq, millions, and we're still there. And in Afghanistan, such a beautiful country, and we're still there. The perma wars, the never ending wars, still there, still there. I don't know. Trump, he didn't exactly impress me with what he did in the Middle East. I mean, he kept everything kind of sort of going in this half-assed way, but killing a lot of people.
Mariah, get Roger Stone on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
And invite him down to the show.
He's such a slut. Well, He'll probably do it.
I just want to know why he has Nixon on his back.
Sexual reasons, I'm sure.
Well, let's
no, he says the girls like it.
The girls like it.
Some girls
Nixon
like
was
it.
Very
yeah.
handsome, yes.
You know, gals are not always about looks. Sometimes it's like Henry Kissinger said, power is the greatest aphrodisiac. I don't know about greatest, but it is an aphrodisiac.
Henry Kissinger.
Like money.
Another kind
in
of
capitalism.
Criminal. Mm.
But power may be more than money. Power is sort of beyond money. You can have power in different ways. So,
yes.
So, yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. 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 It's true. So I get it. I get that some women find Nixon hot. I mean, these are usually pretty ignorant women, but I can get it. Yeah, of course. And then they would find Roger Stone. Having him on his back hot. I mean, very few women, but some, yes. So.
I know both of them.
Yeah. I don't want to know them. But, yeah, so basically, Biden is not Trump. And that is so great. That's so great. I do want to just take a little detour to laugh for a minute, sort of laugh.
Yes.
I'm not bullying. I'm not harassing YouTube. But they're the Trumpers ratting on Trump, right? The Trumpers ratting on Trump for having participated in the Trump riots in order to please Daddy Trump. You know? And now that Daddy Trump is left Washington with his tail between his legs and his toilet paper on his shoe and his hair flying off his head. And, you know...
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Now they're... And now that they're up on charges and they could be going to prison instead of Roger Stone, you know, and he's not pardoning them. Daddy's not pardoning them, is he?
No.
Well, guess what? Sometimes the kids turn on Daddy.
Of course. The kids turn on your daddy and mommy. Now...
Oh, my God. It's such a nightmare.
Become a spy for the state.
It's such a candy-colored nightmare.
Yeah, and if you know any of these bot guys that run the bots up there, hey, let us know. We'd like to talk to them.
You bot guys that run the bots.
Yeah, the bot botters.
What bots are you talking about right now?
Which bots?
The bots. The
any bots?
The bots that are listening right now.
Oh, yes. YouTube.
YouTube bots.
Hey, YouTube.
Bots.
Hey, YouTube. Listen to me now. I love you. Now, that could be taken as a threat. You know that? That could, right?
That could.
Somebody could say, I'm just trying to entrap you into some sort of a kidnapping.
Okay.
And I'm not. I'm being sincere. But you guys.
That's right.
You're forcing your love.
But she's a very nice. She comes from Pennsylvania. I'm going to come from New Jersey, okay? And in South Jersey, we deal with bots in a different way. We reprogram them.
Speaking of Pennsylvania, shout out to that Pittsburgh mayor who really gave it to Ted Cruz. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I gave it to Ted Cruz, too. I'm being censored for that. But, you know, cheers to you, guy. I forget your name, but he's the mayor of Pittsburgh.
Right, right.
And he did a great little speech to let Ted Cruz know that saying that the Paris Climate Accords are for Paris and not for Pittsburgh is just crazy, considering how polluted Pittsburgh is, actually.
And this guy is what?
Yeah, it's like, was the Versailles Peace Accords for Versailles?
Or for the Parisians.
Yeah, right.
Not for America.
The Paris right. climate agreement was only for Paris?
Yeah, well, because he's used to calling the China
confusing.
Virus.
I guess it
makes
is kind of confusing.
He thinks it's...
Why only, do they call it a Paris agreement?
Because they signed it in Paris. Somebody in Paris came up with it, or they signed it
they
there.
They signed it there.
That's what they did. Okay.
Now, but
why don't the Olympics handle that? Why aren't they doing that god-awful work?
Who was this idiot? I'm sorry. Susan.
What? Ted Cruz was the idiot in the question.
Ted Cruz.
Yes, we know Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is not the one that got beat up by
Fortunately,
his neighbor,
he has
right?
no charisma, so I'm not worried about him taking over from Trump.
When did he get beat up? He got beat up?
No. Who's the guy that got beat up? The other guy.
You're talking about the guy who's... the guy in Kentucky,
yeah,
the senator, Rand Paul.
Oh, Rand Paul.
He got beat up by his neighbor.
His neighbor?
Yes, his neighbor beat him up pretty bad over some sort of neighborly dispute.
Were they like,
dispute.
Your fence is on my side of the wall? Huh?
Yeah, sort of. Some of these leaves are your leaves.
Anyway,
stop blowing your leaves
on
my lawn.
I just want to say his dad was not too bad. His dad actually wrote for Counterpunch like me. And was for peace, and was somewhat of a libertarian.
I'm for peace.
Rand
also.
Has gone. You know, sometimes the kids go off the deep end, and Trump's kids. Speaking of kids, the real ones, of course. Well, one of them got engaged on his last day. She's a rising star, huh? Hey, congratulations, Tiffany. I love how you use the White House as your backdrop.
You're all set now, baby.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Anyway, but the other kids, yeah, they're rebelling against Daddy Trump and saying, Daddy Trump made me do it, so please don't put me in jail with those big guys.
Right.
I have a gluten-free diet.
Well, you know what? That guy that asked for the organic diet, he's getting it.
Yeah.
The guy with the horns. You know what? I just want to say, you Trumpers are mostly nuts, but I do counsel some of you, and I do have some warmth for some of you, and I kind of do for this Jake Angeli. I didn't see him doing anything violent, although he was kind of everywhere, but I don't know. Don't disappoint me, Jake.
Well, do you think it's okay that he got organic food in jail?
I think it's great. I would like to if I go into jail for whatever reason. I think our prisoners should just in general be treated better.
Sure is.
I mean, they're treated awfully.
Great
so,
weed jokes.
You know, this should be...
Touché.
You know, y'all should get that. So, yes, I think he's doing at least as much good for... the prison system
maybe
as
he'll raise
Kim
the
Kardashian
he's
or
raise
something.
The standards,
yeah.
Now, see, when I was in prison, can I tell you a little story?
Okay.
This is a story. It's Becky's story about the mafia and those guys. So when I was back there, I was at the Adult Correctional Institute where they were going to correct me. Okay. And I was there for 18 months. And
is that correct?
Yeah. The mafia... ran the prison, okay? They ran the prison. And so every night, they had telephones in their cells, right, with the wire things, and a direct call to the guy that runs the prison. And every night, this food would come rolling in, talk about special food, from their restaurants.
Nice.
Ooh.
Before Uber, right?
Yeah.
Before
wow.
Uber Eats, before
all of
Postmates,
that.
Before all that.
And between the cells, they had a long table where all these big mafia fuckheads were at, you know? Oh, no, excuse me. No, I don't want to call you mafia fuckheads.
I think this is a series called Max's Prison Tales.
No, okay, so, I mean, it's kind of a fun thing.
Well, we're here on
I mean, this guy's getting...
Speakeasy Bar Car.
What do we got here?
Why not talk about your time in the tank? Yeah.
What is
that? And after all, that is where some of these maggots are right now, and some of them are headed, and some of them are just... It's sort of like the breakup of a love affair for some of them, and they are, you know, realizing that they've been abused by their lover, their daddy, Trump, and now they're ratting on him. Except it's happening with masses. It's not just one lover. This is polyamorous huge just mob of people that have, yeah, been kind of hugging each other and trading bullets and
sweaty
in the Capitol, that orgy of violence.
A lot of handshakes.
And now, yeah, it's like after the orgy,
like a cow's
some
a
people
pasture.
Have second thoughts about it. Tell tales. Oh well, Trumpy.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Trumpy Dumpty's having another great fall. He keeps falling splat. Anyway, Biden, he's the new president, right? But he's not that interesting. So we keep talking about Trump because he's more interesting. But it's good to have a non-interesting president, somewhat good. My favorite moments of the inauguration, I guess, really Bernie's mittens, like everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I like Bernie's mittens. And Kamala looking just like President Lisa in The Simpsons, right? I mean, what is that about? That has got me beyond, this is beyond sexology, folks, or even politics. This is some kind of future forecasting in cartoons. She's wearing a purple suit. She's, I don't know if she's president or vice president, but she's up there. And Trump was just president before in the cartoon, The Simpsons, that was made, what, 20 years ago, at least. And now we have a woman vice president in a purple suit. Now, maybe she did that on purpose. She hasn't said. And the pearls around her neck, of course, but that is her signature. Anyway, it was kind of
close. That's very too close.
The Simpsons is also known for predicting these things. This is not the first, second, third. It's not even the 10th time they have accurately predicted.
Exactly.
The
they're amazing. With the Trump stuff, too, they show a President Trump just making a lot of the same horrible things that this one is. Or did. I'm so glad he's in the past tense. I think, I guess, we're looking at the back. And
you know,
his shorts are dirty.
Look at the resemblance.
Mm, yeah, no, I know. That's what got me, is the resemblance between Lisa as the president with the pearls. And I think somebody who was dressing
right
Kamala did that.
They're talking,
but
we're looking
I could
at
be wrong, but, you know, I tend to think that's too far-fetched.
I mean, it is a good publicity stunt. I think it's very, you know, smart.
It's cute.
That it could be cute.
Yeah,
on
but
purpose.
Tell us. Did you?
The millennials.
We need to know.
She's flirting with us.
Hey, Bernie told us where he got his mittens. He's a very, you know, see, he's very transparent. Okay. I think.
Mariah, get her on the phone. See if she wants to do an interview.
Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala. Yeah,
Kamala.
Pronounce her name right.
Yeah,
Camilla.
Okay.
I actually know a Camilla.
Oh, yeah.
We all do. Back in middle school.
I'm a Camilla. Camilla, like.
Is with a C.
Camilla.
No, not no. The herb. What is that called? That other herb. Not the one I'm smoking. The one that you...
I don't know any herbs called Camilla.
So, he changed the Oval Office, which I'm always tempted to call the Oval Orifice, ever since Bill Clinton made it into that, really. But it is the Oval Office. And it's kind of like an orifice. It's round. And it's beautiful. I even think it was beautiful under Trump, although garishly beautiful, sort of like a cheap whore, which I sometimes think is beautiful. But in any case, Biden changed the rug. It's now blue, no longer gold, and the gold drapes are darker. And he took Andrew Jackson out of that position of power, and he put Andrew Jackson, of course, was a slave owner, but, well, a lot of them were. But he also really killed a lot of Native Americans. And he put Ben Franklin up there. And, of course, you and Ben Franklin have a lot in common.
Me and Ben go way back. We go back
to way back.
Yes.
So one of my great ancestors was a philosopher of his time.
And he influenced Ben Franklin.
Yeah, and Ben Franklin.
And that was Gaetano Filangieri. Right. He also influenced Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
But I think he met Ben Franklin. Yeah. I think he corresponded with Thomas
Jefferson. Ben Franklin talks about him in a book that he wrote, Travels Through Italy, something like that.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And yeah. I don't know if Ben Franklin owned any slaves. Actually, I should look that up. But if he did, he didn't like have a plantation, I don't think, like these other guys. But I don't know. I know he was a nudist. He used to take
The guy in France.
Air baths.
He was in France.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah. He was a total fuck up. He didn't do anything.
He was brilliant, actually.
Well, brilliant,
Benjamin
that's
Franklin.
Because he didn't have to work.
And he was Philadelphian.
Right.
And right. He just, was born in Philadelphia.
I think that's great. Yeah.
And he was supposedly born kind of poor. I don't know if that's just a myth, but kind of a genius. I think the main genius behind the whole thing. But so he's in the main position. And then across from the desk, in over a fireplace, is FDR. FDR.
Well, that should get us some hits, folks.
Right. And, you know, it stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as well as Fuck the Rich. Right? It stands for both. And he is flanked by some of the other founding fathers. But he's got the biggest picture. He looks really good, kind of handsome, kind of youngish in it. And he's right over the fireplace, which is appropriate for fireside chats, of course.
Which we have online, and you'd like to listen to them.
Well, we have bedside chats.
Oh, yeah. Bedside.
We have bedside chats. We have and you can chats. Watch them. Those are our video shows, some of our
we got
recent
chats.
Video shows. We got chats. We got chats, baby, all kinds of chats.
We got a lot of sides. We got some sides.
We got big, strong... fucking horny stuff. Chats.
Back to the horns. I think that's an ongoing theme tonight. Yes, horns. Horns are good. I like horns.
Yeah.
Let's you know, rehabilitate horns. Don't let the shaman of QAnon destroy the beauty of horns.
I don't know if I can grow them. I'm having a hard time growing my hair.
QAnon is having a hard time with their whole operation.
Oh,
they're kind of going through like this breakup.
I think
they don't even believe what they're saying.
Yeah, Jux, you know.
They need therapy, that's for
Jux,
sure. Hey, give us a call.
Tell us.
626-461-5950 if you have... breakup anxiety from breaking up with Trump. You know, I imagine that a lot of you do, because it's been a love affair. And he let you down. He did. He says he's coming back, but don't they all say that?
Yeah, when he gets out. As soon as he gets out.
They say that. And then they're out the door, and who knows whether he'll be on the golf course or in prison. Or in Saudi Arabia, or who knows? But he left you. He left you holding the warrant for your arrest. You know? Not just the rent bill.
He didn't even forgive anybody's rent.
No,
For this whole pandemic.
He pardoned a bunch of war criminals.
Oh my God.
He did Julian Assange. Can I say that? Because I think this is the first show since he left.
It's official.
I was hoping, I was tweeting, like I think my tweets have power. You know, I'm deluded to that extent, like everyone. And so I'm tweeting, pardon Assange, you know, all this stuff, and everybody is, and I'm thinking, of course you're going to pardon Assange. It's so easy to do. And
you pardon Lil Wayne.
Yeah, really.
Lil Wayne.
Come on.
Lil Wayne.
I don't even
just
know
like,
him.
Pardon Lil Wayne, and like, that's all I got to contribute.
And of course,
I actually like Lil Wayne, but I think Assange is also important.
Also.
He's very
important. He's much more important.
I think Assange is as influential, maybe even more influential than Lil Wayne. Assange is way more influential.
I'm going to say you should take another hit because Assange.
No, I'm saying Assange is more
exposed U.S. He's war more, crimes.
That's what I'm saying is Assange is more influential.
Assange
than
exposed
Lil Wayne.
A lot of things that, of course, the deep state did not want to see, and the deep state doesn't give a damn about Lil Wayne. So Trump made us think, made you think, not me, that he was against the deep state. He just used that language, just like he talks about Jesus, just to kind of con you. That's all, just to con you.
Hmm. Yeah.
And he loved you like a con man loves his mark for the period of time in which you're following him. But now, you know, he's off to his next whatever.
Scam.
And you are left holding the MAGA hat full of dirt.
Yeah. And the final bill that is costing their lives. The final bill. You know, we feel bad. I feel bad. Everybody feels bad, but You can't be storming my Capitol. I'm just saying, don't storm my Capitol. You don't like it, vote, okay? And then we're gonna be cool.
Yeah, we're gonna be cool. Right. And we need prison reform. And we don't really want you to go to prison.
Oh, and then I think they should return their checks because they're not socialists.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you got checks from the federal government to save your ass, okay, and things are better now, send it back to them.
Because you're not a socialist.
Right, you're not a socialist.
No.
No, 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 none of that socialism where you get stuff, good care and food and a roof on your head. And so there's only multi-billionaires. But they have learned their lesson, the billionaires, and they've decided, why do I want to fuck with all my people, you know? And maybe they'll give more. In fact, I know they're going to probably have to give more very soon.
Fuck the rich. FDR, one of our greatest presidents.
Are you harassing the rich?
I don't think so. I'm not going even to their house. I mean, a lot of people go in the street. I mean, and the rich is kind of a general term. Although I do want to say it was a very interesting photograph of Dave Chappelle. He's not a billionaire, but Elon Musk is, and he was in the photo along with Grimes, who just had COVID, and now Dave Chappelle has COVID. And
I heard about Dave Chappelle having COVID,
and Joe Rogan's in the picture, and some other people. But and they're not wearing masks.
I saw Dave Chappelle did do an interview at Joe Rogan's studio.
Yeah, so they think
a long time.
I don't feel that close to you people. I do sleep with Max, but I mean, is it that doing a show makes you feel like you got to like put your arms around people without masks on and get your selfie taken while you broadcast that out to millions of people? And even if one of you doesn't get COVID, what message are you sending? Can't you make masks sexy?
Well, and they're trying to do that.
We're trying to do. We are doing that.
All the fashion designers are on.
Come on.
All the fashion designers.
Make masks sexy. But the celebrities have to do it.
Mar, get the fabric.
The celebrities.
Mar, get the fabric.
Okay.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Speaking of COVID, a moment. I mean, not too many moments because radio of silence. People are, you know, really. So crazy. What's going on? This thing is out of control. And I know we have a plan, but we have a new president. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful we have a new team. It's not just about the president, you know. Fauci seems hopeful. I can't wait to get my ouchie Fauci. But I...
Ouchie Fauci.
Ouchie Fauci is what they're calling a vaccine now.
Oh.
But I keep hearing things that tell me it's not totally...
I want to say like it in a very sexual complete. Way, but I'm not going to say it in a sexual way.
Ouchie Fauci, get yours. Why not?
Is that what they're called?
It's penetration.
Is it called ouchies?
Well, they call it that on Twitter because some kid said, are you going to get your ouchie Fauci now to some like over 90-year-old person? And she thought it was cute and spread it around.
Very
so
cute,
from toddler to grandma to the world. And ouchie Fauci is the name of the vaccine. That
sounds dirty. That sounds like
it well, it sounds like more fun than I'm going to get a vaccine.
Something's going to happen. Ouchie Fauci.
It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, but in a canopy SM way.
Oh, you guys, is anybody still there? Oh, hi there. Yes, there's people out there.
Hello, people.
Yeah, Jux. I was going to, Jux, I was just going to say, you know, these the Proud Boys with the kilts, they stole that from you.
Oh, right. Yes, they do like those kilts, oh, yeah, right?
They love the kilts.
Because you can hide your guns under your skirt.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know. Put it there.
And your other things.
Your other things, right. Or your gun wrapped up in your thing. You know, if you're really homosexual, it really turns you on to have your gun close to your thing under your skirt.
What is...
Whoa, right on your garter? Is, like maybe on your garter where you keep your wine?
This is sicko stuff. This is kind of sicko. Okay, so I want to say something serious. May I, please?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I have to say, rest in peace.
Uh-oh.
Larry King.
Larry.
Amen, a woman.
And, amen. You know, he was a great radio man.
He was.
And he married a lot of women. And he was a nice guy.
He even worked for RT.
Nice Jewish boy.
Mm-hmm. He even worked for RT in the end, in the very end.
Okay. Well, there you go. He wasn't too political. He interviewed everybody. And one of the interviews that really impressed me that actually Jeffrey St. Clair, my editor from Counterpunch, reminded me of today, was his interview with Carla Faye Tucker when she was on her way to being executed in Texas.
Really?
When George W. Bush was having her executed.
Why?
And it's true, she committed a heinous crime. She did. She butchered some people.
Oh, that's,
I mean,
that's
you're usually on death row. And she admitted she did. And she sought forgiveness and did all these things, you know, got religion, whatever.
Gotta get religion.
Made amends in some way, was working towards it. That was, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons not to execute people. And I'm not saying that only people that make amends and get religion and that sort of thing should be spared. I'm saying there are many reasons not to execute people, and the government shouldn't do it. So anyway, George W. Bush, I hate to see him rehabilitated because he rivals Trump in his heinousness. And he laughed when
Carla Faye Tucker
pleaded for her life. And he laughed. And he killed her. And she did an interview with Larry King that humanized her. Because he was very good at that. He was very skilled at interviewing people and kind of stepping out of the way as much as he could, even though he had a powerful radio voice and those suspenders and, you know, that rough manner. But he let people tell their story pretty well. I met him once when he was dating Dr. Tony Grant, who I wrote a book with, a bestseller called Being a Woman. So he definitely had an influence.
Yeah, you can buy the book from us, by the way, just
yes,
so you know.
Being a Woman, Fulfilling Your Femininity and Finding Love. That's a lot of F's. Ah, Dr. Rich. Well, it is kind of about that. It's about that more literally. like sort of like how to get a rich husband kind of thing, how to be more feminine because men like Larry King like that or something to that effect. I don't know, but it was interesting meeting him. I think he would have liked to be flirtatious, but I was shy, and we were waiting for Dr. Tony Grant to step down from her balustrade of staircase, and I was nervous, so I just kind of smiled a lot, and then there she was. So I met him, but I don't really have much of a story. I just was impressed with some of his interviews, and especially that Carla Faye Tucker, which reminds me of what a killer Trump is too, because he's still killing people. People are scheduled to be killed. I don't know if Biden can stop it.
Yes, he can, of course.
I think so. So I would say he should.
I'm not sure, but you should look it up.
Because
Google it.
You know, it's like a killing spree that it's been for about a month or so or longer. Anyway, make love, not war. We are against that form of killing of people, living people. If it's in the womb, I'm not interfering.
So yeah, rest in peace, Larry King. He was a legend, very legendary.
That he was.
He was in New York back when the Brooklyn Dodgers were still there.
Oh, you know, they moved to California, the Brooklyn Dodgers, right?
So yeah, Max, that's true. You're right.
That's right. I'm right on top of that sport, man.
And Larry was so Brooklyn. He was so Brooklyn. Yeah. That's why he helped to start a whole bagel store in Beverly Hills.
Bagel store?
Beverly Hills Bagel is his store.
Beverly Hills in New York?
Is like his. It supposedly makes bagels with New York water.
Water, right.
Correct.
Now, yeah.
Amazing.
Larry King's legend. And so he's interviewed a lot of people. And
he had eight wives, this guy. This guy
was
a serial.
Yes, he was.
A serial marriage divorcer
guy. He was into the ladies.
Yeah. Serial.
Hey, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Serial bachelor.
Hey, right. Tony dated him for a little while.
They didn't get along
Grant?
Too well.
Tony Grant?
Huh?
Well, they just, they didn't hit it off enough to get married. That's all.
Oh, that's good.
But they dated, you know. Dated. She dated quite a few men herself, and he dated quite a few women, and this was the 80s, and people were freer about dating.
They were doing stuff.
Yeah, right. They would have
drugs.
I don't think they were doing
rock
that.
And roll, baby.
I'm pretty sure Larry
fast cars.
Larry David was
they were
Larry David, but Larry King. My bad. I'm pretty sure Larry King was into.
Oh, I'm sure.
All the.
Why would he want to do a radio show?
The shish kebab.
The shish kebab. He was definitely into bagels. I can't say for drugs or anything, drinking. I didn't hear anything about that.
That's a different party.
Yes.
No,
these are other friends.
And he
know.
Would date different women, and Tony was one of them, and she dated different men.
That's a third party.
I certainly dated many men before I settled down into a luxuriously wonderful, sexy marriage.
I'm blushing.
With Prince Maximilian Rudolf Leblevich de Lubkowitz de Filangeri.
I think we're almost out of time.
Filangeri.
We're getting close, actually.
Maybe the Filangeri influence will be with us now through Benjamin Franklin.
12 minutes.
12 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
12 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We have 12 minutes. So.
Right, so you interrupted me unnecessarily.
No.
When I was saying your full name.
No, I'm trying to say
you were a little embarrassed. No? I know. I can tell. And so you just thought up with a time code.
I was trying to save some.
He was
sometimes so I could speak.
He was trying to be busy when he doesn't have to be busy.
I have something to say. You know,
it does take a while to say your full name.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So go ahead. How many minutes?
Go ahead.
Now we got 11 minutes. We said 12 minutes a minute ago. But let me play this second. Let me play this.
But yeah, can I save me a little time, huh?
All right.
What's happening here? What is this? Where am I?
I don't even know.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, no. Go ahead. Are you done?
Am I done?
Yeah, you finished talking.
Never.
We never finished talking. We never finished talking.
Okay. So
it's raining. It's raining. Pouring.
Where's the train? Where'd the train stop?
In the rain.
No.
I love the rain.
We're in a tunnel.
It's
like squirting.
And we're going to come out the camera.
Okay.
Raining.
All right. Listen.
We're training.
We're in the bar car. There's nobody underage drinking.
No. This is consenting adults only.
We're in a radio studio that actually is in a bar. And so if you're a recovering alcoholic, it's very tough. Have to keep trying to recover, and besides that, don't forget to go to our new shopping place where we're selling stuff: books, magazines, cups, T-shirts. Oh, these are T-shirts, by the way, that'll change your life, because if you wear one of these T-shirts with one of these commandments, and you're in line in a market. And she or he looks at you and says, "What does that say on your T-shirt?" And then suddenly there's a romance and love blossoms.
When you wear one of the Ten Commandments of Pleasure T-shirts, I just want to take it off.
Okay, bots. This is a radio play. There's nothing going on. We're all sitting here.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but we're just sitting here and we're leaving.
But
so you want to close this?
You are knots. You are so knots.
Dirty butts.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
That is a good one. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Wow, I'm so glad you said that, Abe, because as soon as it left my mouth, I thought that was stupid. No. Why did I say that?
I think that was a good one. I think
you're so good at it. Even the bad ones are.
Even my bad ones are good.
That was a funny pun, but I caught it. So.
When I'm good, I'm very good, but when I'm bad, I'm better. That's Mae West. That's not me. But I am influenced by her. She was an influencer.
And if you still have a little money, buy something from us. There's all kinds of stuff to buy. And where does it go? It goes in our pocket. Okay. It goes in our pocket. And then we buy like food, pay the rent, internet connection, you know, those kinds of little things. So if you got a little money, you know, if you got a lot of money, then give way more. Okay, open up your heart.
Get fucked. Better to be fucked than eaten. Unless you're eaten in the oral sex kind of way.
Oh, bots, eating. That's,
eating is okay.
I don't think you can say that word anymore.
Oh, you can say. Yeah. I don't know what you can or can't say. It's so crazy.
You should ask Harry what you can say on Craigslist.
Although when I was on real radio, I couldn't say a lot of things.
You couldn't say anything.
But I would just get bleeped and kind of reprimanded. I didn't have the show pulled from me.
All right.
So, anyway, that's different.
How much time do we have left?
Nine
minutes. Okay.
Well, so.
Okay, go ahead.
To get the hour and a half.
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
So, you know, maybe you do need some therapy after all. It's been a rough.
Whoa.
Still rough. I was going to say it's been a rough day. And suddenly the bar starts falling apart right in the train. My God. Whoa. All right. So, you know, we are therapists. I know we sound like kind of crazy people, and we're a little crazy, but you have to be a little crazy to tune in to the erotic theater of the mind and to that part of you that you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. And we'll be more sane than anyone and a little crazy also. Therapists Without Borders. The information line, because maybe you don't want to actually talk to someone, is 213-291-9497. And it's a different kind of conversation. It's completely confidential and private. Can be sexy, sexual, or not. Or back and forth. Serious or totally whimsical. Any kind of therapeutic conversation. And let me just say that conversation is a lot more therapeutic than censorship is on the rise in America.
I don't think it's ever gone away.
No.
It's just still here.
Comes and goes in waves. Yeah. And when you expect that things are going to be reasonable, they get unreasonable. All I'm saying is that there's new waves of censorship that are happening. Censorship of sexual expression, as well as just, I guess you could say, political expression. And I do have many other friends, maybe you. How about you? That are being censored. I've heard it's usually for going after somebody on the internet directly. I get that. But for just talking about an issue, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of a stupid bot, I guess. Well, anyway, we will find out. You may find out as the saga continues here on FDR featuring me, Dr. Susan Block, your humble sexologist of the year. Isn't that nice? Humble sexologist of the year.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. And Captain Max, a.k.a. Prince.
So this train here is polluting. You see all the smoke?
I see it.
Because it's running on coal.
The picture that you chose for this week
is
a horrible-looking pollution. It's a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
One thing I know is pollution can look kind of beautiful, and that does not disguise
good night
its ugliness. So, yes, also here with Mariah and Unseen Abe.
Hello. Have a good night.
Good night.
And
all, right, good night, everybody.
All we have to say is follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on World Wide Web.